For one last time in this year, in this season that we celebrate, I will say to you, Merry Christmas. Today is the last day of Christmas for this year. And we hope and pray that we will be here next year, and that is my prayer. During the rosary, which I offered up in particular for this shrine and parish, my prayer was that in a year we will still be here and there will be even more of us, and we will continue to celebrate this ancient and sacred liturgy which we love and which is so dear to us. But today, the season of Christmas ends with a most magnificent spectacle. The baby Jesus is brought by Mary, his mother, and Joseph, his putative father, to the temple according to the law of Moses. And that law which he himself, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, had given to Moses. It is his law. It is his temple. It is his will, which our Lord does at all times. The will of the Heavenly Father, that is the Trinity of which he is part. For each person to us is Father. And so today he comes to the temple brought by the two persons whom he has chosen from eternity to be the ones to take care of him. The one, all the more because it is from her immaculate and ever virginal womb, that he is born. And of course, the law of Moses, if you look at it literally, which we don't, speaks about that the first male that opens the womb, that is a legal term, is not exact, and it certainly does not befit our Lord. Our Lord does not open any womb. The Blessed Mother is virgin before, during, and after her giving birth to Christ. And the fathers of the church speak of it as light going through glass. It comes through the glass, but does not break it. And that is how he was born in Bethlehem, in Judah, in the house of bread, in the manger where the cattle ate, in the most humble situation to show us that he is Lord of all, not just of the kings and emperors or the wealthy, but of all his children. And so he fulfills the law that he has given. And St. Joseph, who is not his father, but who acts as his father in the name of God the Father, he too fulfills the law that is supposed to be brought about by him and his most holy and virginal spouse, Mary. And so on this day, 40 days after the birth of Christ, they bring him to the temple, to his temple, in obedience to his law. He had no need to be redeemed. He is the Redeemer, the Savior of all. Yet he comes to be redeemed by the two turtle doves, according to the law of Moses, which he has decreed. Not that he needs it, but he shows us the example that we need to obey the law of God and the law of his most holy church. Mary comes, according to the law of Moses, to be purified. This is the feast of her purification. But she is immaculate. She has no sin, no fault. She does not need to be purified, but she too fulfills the law to perfection. And there in the temple, part of it we have heard, part of it we can just read on, there are two of the ancients of Israel, the holy Simeon. And of course, baptism is necessary for entrance into heaven. Baptism gives us the life of God in our souls. But we are subjected to that law, not God. And so it is very obvious from the scriptures that there are some very, very few, who are filled with the Holy Spirit. And Simeon is one of them. And it is the prerogative of God to do as he wills. And so this elderly man, who had been praying and praying at the temple gates for years and years and decades, in fact, he is led by the Holy Spirit of God, and he recognizes among the many hundreds of babies that are in the temple courtyard, in the courtyard of the Hebrews, that are going to be presented to God the Father. And he recognizes among all of them the one, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior, the consolation of his people, Israel. And he comes to him, and he pronounces that hymn with which the church ends every day in her liturgy, the liturgy of Compline in night prayer, the Nunc Dimittis, now dost thou dismiss thy servant, O Lord. For my eyes have seen thy glory, glory of thy people Israel. What a glorious moment this is. St. Ambrose, speaking of it, says this is another manifestation, another epiphany of the Son of God, of Christ, to the Lord, to the world and the church and her faithful. That he appears to them, in this case, St. Simeon. And then another person is there, another ancient, this time a lady, Anna of the house of Phanuel, who had been a widow for many, many years and came to the temple every day and spent many hours in prayer, as some of you come to the temple every day and spend time in prayer. And she too was revealed by God of the coming of the Son of God, of the Messiah. And she speaks to everyone that is there, who probably think, what is this old lady saying? Is she crazy? Is she drunk? Just as the apostles on Pentecost, are they drunk? Yes, they're drunk with the Holy Spirit. And she proclaims the glory of God to those who come, St. Anna. And so today we celebrate these mysteries, wonderful mysteries. For us, we have been, by faith, taught what this is all about. But they were there. There was no church as of yet. The beginnings were already laid down in the Old Testament, but there was no church as of yet. There was no baptism, no sacraments, no Eucharist. And yet, they were prepared by God to receive his Son. We too are prepared by God to receive his Son in faith and in knowledge of his mysteries. And even this evening, as we celebrate this wondrous event, there are some of us who are here who are preparing for baptism, who are preparing to enter the mystical body of Christ on earth, the one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. They are like Anna and Simeon. They have already been called by God and drawn by God to himself, but have not yet received the fullness of this gift of redemption that he brings to us. And then soon enough after that, they will receive for the first time in their lives the most holy body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ in the holy sacrament of the Eucharist in Holy Communion, which can only be received by those who are baptized, by those who are in the state of grace, not in the state of any kind of sin, especially mortal sin. And so we have all the mysteries laid out before us, one by one, as we look at the different texts and as we look at the history, the sacred history of the Scriptures and of the Church, which is found in the Scriptures and in sacred tradition. So tonight, let us rejoice with St. Simeon and St. Anna. Let us rejoice with the Holy Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, because they wandered in glory and give glory to God on this day. This feast has been celebrated since the very beginning of the Church, and in particular it coagulated into pretty much what it is now around the 5th century. But just think of that, the 5th century. How many things in the world today can claim to be or to go back to the 5th century? Nothing. There are no governments, no rulers, nothing that was there in the 5th century that are still there today. There's only one thing that is still here today and that was there then and will be until the end of time. Cuius regnum non erit finis, whose reign shall know no end. The reign of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, of which, through no merit of our own, we are members. And through no merit of your own, those of you are preparing to enter will be members. So today we pray for the continuous growth of our church, of our parish, of our shrine. And in particular, I pray to God through the Most Holy Mother, through St. Joseph, St. Simeon, and St. Anna, to grant us the ability and the freedom to celebrate and worship in the ancient rites of the Church, which are in danger from the enemies of the Church, even those that are within the Church. That God may free us from them, as he freed the people of Israel from Rome and Greece and all the other conquerors, until it was the Church, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of Rome, to which we belong, that celebrated these sacred mysteries. Let us rejoice tonight as we celebrate this last day of Christmas of this year. And we prepare already for November and December, when we will begin the preparations for the next Christmas, that we may be here and that many, many more will be with us here. And I've already told some of the parishioners that as a sign of hope that God is with us and will not abandon us, I already bought a lot of more sheep and other statues for the nativity scene for next year, as a sign of hope. And we will bless them from when they arrive from Spain, from the artisans. And we will give thanks to God for this glorious gift of our holy Catholic faith, that in many ways, not all, in many ways, begins in that cave, in that manger, in Bethlehem, with the birth of the Son of God and the Son of Mary. To them be praise and honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And may you and your families continue to grow in holiness, in justice, and in number, that we may have many more babies next year at this time. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.